Hello, Robin Sheridan, Spirit Whisperer of Higher Consciousness, helping people connect to their hearts, their minds, their bodies, and souls. I am so truly grateful that all of you have been listening to my podcasts over the last year, and I hope you are all enjoying the new series, The Coffee Chat. As an intuitive reader, healer, medium, Akashic soul practitioner, and Reiki master, I know how important it is to bring spirituality into your entrepreneurial business. So sit back and relax and enjoy my guests. This is Robin Sheridan, welcoming you to another episode of my coffee chat. Today, I have a wonderful young woman who I have met through Facebook and who I also had amazing sessions with. And her name is LaShayla. LaShayla, welcome to my podcast.
Thank you so much for having me. This is very exciting. So my name is LaShayla Shurtleff. It's kind of a funny name. I am a holistic practitioner and a limiting beliefs coach using EFT and the emotion code and the body code. I've been doing this work for over 5 years because I got chronically ill about 5 years ago it's probably longer than 5 years now. I got chronically ill in grade 9. And I had to drop out of school. I had extreme adrenal fatigue. I lived on a couch for about a year, and I don't remember hardly any of it. It was pretty intense. I had acne, and that was probably like the biggest driver for wanting something to change, because I had, you know, beautiful skin, and then I went from, you know, not that. And it was brutal having all these people think they knew what I was going through. And I just remember people saying, well, why don't you just get used to it? Why don't you just go live your life? Why don't you just go to school? Ugh, I'm really happy I didn't listen to that.
It is really hard when you are so young in grade 9, what, you 15, 16 years old?
Yeah, 15, yeah.
You've had an amazing life up to then, and then all of a sudden you get incredibly ill, and also your skin breaks out to the point where it's just, it's so devastating to look in the mirror and just see what's reflected back. And then, of course, like you say, we have these people who think they have good intentions trying to tell us, well, why don't you do this and why don't you do that? And it's very discouraging. So could you tell us a little bit about how you started researching to help yourself?
Right. So I was the absolute determined type of person. Like, if there was a will, there was a way. I definitely think that was my strongest support going through that, was not giving up. Like, literally just, I don't know the answer, but I'm going to find it. That belief alone is what carried me through suicidal moments and wanting to just burn my whole life down. So basically it was that belief. And then I started to, from that belief, stumbling across things that would support me. It was things like going to a naturopath and finding like, okay, well, that wasn't really working for me. She was great, but it just wasn't working for me. And it was going to a dermatologist who said, oh, you just go on birth control. And I was like, not doing that. So it was going down a lot of the wrong roads. And the internet, a very magical and also very dangerous place. I can't remember exactly how, but I started getting ads for certain things, but my grandma specifically kind of tied the knot with all of this. She was using the emotion code, something she had been using for quite a while, and she kept trying to urge me to get into it. she was like, listen, you got to try this. It's really cool. And I was like, nah, you know, that's too woo-woo. Not going to do that. And eventually I just heard this voice that was like, no, you need to do this. You need to get into this. And so I read the book. I read the book and it was really cool. It was cool to suddenly have a greater perspective of the human body. Because before the emotion code, I really started to get into nutrition. But oh my gosh, there was so much of a bigger world beyond just food and nutrition. And so I started learning about trapped emotions and from this book written by Bradley Nelson. And then slowly, I started to get into his other program called The Body Code. And that was fascinating. I remember one night I was doing The Body Code and my skin had completely cleared up the next morning. Granted, it broke out again like a couple days later, but that's part of healing. It's kind of a 2 steps forward, 3 steps sideways, 1 step up type of deal. And it was just an incredible experience. My journey was kind of all over the place. I will say that. It was nutrition over here, body code over there. And then I also got into EFT, and that one was super powerful as well. But yeah, it was really just kind of one thing leading to another thing, that dead end over there, and then that leading to the right road and the internet again, with the magicalness it is and also the curse it is, leading to add here and add there. And I kind of listened to my intuition on which ones were taking me down the wrong path. And my intuition got stronger and stronger as I started to get into the woo-woo side of things.
You know, and it is really true that the spirit, and if you want to call God, Buddha, whoever, has given us all of these natural products to use. They've given us all of these teachers and books, and they've taught us that there isn't always just one road to success, that if we can figure out what emotions that are blocked in our body, then we can use EFT tapping, meditation, we can use prayer, and I like the fact that you started looking, you started asking, and the more you listened for the answers, the right direction that you got. So tell me about how many years did it take you before you really started trusting your intuition?
I would say actually just this last couple of years, like last two years or so. I always kind of trusted my intuition. You know, there's always like that gut feeling of, okay, I'll trust you this time. But over the last 2 years, since getting married, was really when I started to listen, because it was like the, okay, I'm trusting you that this is the right guy. But yeah, it was that, and then it was moving and finding the right place when we hadn't, you know, really been in the area that we were moving to. It was really simplifying my life and getting out all the distractions is when I started to listen to my intuition. It was the things that mattered in my life that helped me to listen to my intuition. When I started listening to my heart is when I started listening to my intuition. That makes sense. It's just really clearing out my life and getting rid of the junk that made it clearer to me what I needed to do. Stopping the whole shiny object syndrome, and stopping listening to the advice of every single person that I talked to. You know, it was stuff like that. Just total life rehaul, de-junk, and yeah, it was really cool what started to come out of that. It was oh man, I can't really express it in words, but I'm going to try to throughout this interview.
Well, I hear you, because I absolutely love my morning meditations. And I get up early, like most of my listeners know. I get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, because that's the time spirit is the strongest, and you can listen and they can talk to you. And that morning meditation is magical for me, because before I start my meditation, if I have a question, I'll ask, okay, I need an answer on this, or I need inspiration, or which direction do you want me to go? And then sometimes it takes me a while to get all that junk out of my head, but when I get to my, like, I open up all my chakras, and when I concentrate on the heart chakra, it is just so amazing how all of a sudden that energy just flows so much easier. So what is your spiritual practice that you do every day to get into that connection?
Okay, so I have a few things. I do pray a lot, which really helps. And since becoming a life coach, there's one practice I've started to do. Well, actually two practices I've started to do. One is setting a theme for the month, and like really listening to what that theme word is, and then letting that guide me. And then number two is asking, instead of trying to figure everything out in my brain, I ask a question, I put it out into the universe, to God, and you know, I'm like, okay, you know, help me. I don't have the answer. And this last month was the coolest, because I just got into something called block therapy, which explains trapped emotions on a physical level. So cool. But my question was, how do I help, like, finish this healing? I've got, you know, this nervous system I want to take care of, and this digestive system, and my skin got really sad and droopy after getting sick because I was extremely malnourished. And so, like, how do I help that? I put that question out there, and the answer came to me in the form of a wooden block. It is so cool. And like EFT and all this kind of stuff. But so those are the two practices. And then I have walking. Walking is one. I learned this one, but it's called a soul stroll. It's going out, not with an intention to exercise or do anything like that. It's going out with a question in your mind and just walking and feeling into that question. Nature is one of the biggest healers and my biggest spiritual connections. Just being surrounded by trees and green, it does so much for me, personally. And same with like swimming, and yeah, just really being out in nature and being with myself, being quiet is very powerful. And then also connecting to people. I find I often get my answers through other people. That's kind of like everywhere, all over the place. But yeah, my spiritual meditation, I guess you could say, is throughout my entire day. I don't really just have one time that I practice that. I try to incorporate it as much as I can. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's really interesting, that you take different times of the day to just kind of be quiet, ask the question, and listen. That's really amazing. I need to do that more often. Especially right now, all I've been doing is, as we know, the energy out there right now, like today is September 3rd, 2020, and we're going through this huge spiritual shift and planetary alignment, and we are, we're physically, mentally, and emotionally just out of sorts. And I have been spending most of my time sleeping, which is weird. Mm-hmm. You know, I end up having a 3-hour nap and then still go to bed early. So what is the funnest thing that you like to do when you're working with clients? Like, what is the one thing that you really resonate with you?
Okay, so I love working with clients. I think it's become, it's like my passion. The funnest, I don't know if that's a word, but I'm going with it. The funnest thing that I find working with clients is diving deep. I know that sounds like the opposite of fun, but boy, do I love going into trauma. And this, again, sounds crazy, but the amount of raw movement that comes from using, going into the heart wall, which is something I've done with you,
yep,
and doing EFT and getting people to really pull up these words that they haven't spoken or that they have been too scared to speak, to get them to pull them up. And then you just see tears or them getting really tired. I don't know why I find that so fun, but it's like these people, my clients, I've seen them be stuck and suddenly they're moving, and it's so fun. I like to bring playfulness into heavy topics. I never make fun of somebody for their trauma, obviously, but I like bringing joy where there was once something really heavy and dark and scary. And so for me, doing energy work, you know, you've seen me do the muscle testing.
Yeah.
I find that so fun. And then doing the EFT tapping, that just movement in general is so fun for me. And so when you can combine the physical trauma coming out with the body moving, I don't know. I might be weird. I apologize.
I love it because I'm the same way. When I'm working with clients and I get to do that deep dive into the archaic records, that is the most rewarding for me too, because I'm like you. I love seeing the aha moments. I love seeing the changes they make in their life. And Lashayla did work on me, and we discovered that I had a heart wall that worked out to 17 feet thick.
Yeah, it was pretty intense.
It was huge. And we also, one of the things in our last session is that we discovered that about 95% of it had been created in my last relationship.
Yeah, it was like 1 year had created so much of that. So there's so much detective work. That's another thing that's so fun with clients. There's so much detective work. And when you can bring in, and this is also what helped me through healing my chronic illness, was making it a game. Making it like, oh, I got to find the next answer. And, you know, I've got my binocular, my little, whatever that's called, magnifying glass. And putting on that detective hat, that takes so much heaviness off of a person. And now, that being said, you know, there's still the heaviness. I'm not saying that healing that chronic illness or working with clients going through sexual traumas and emotional abuse is easy, but bringing in that detective work makes it enjoy it. It makes it lighter and more, you can feel like you can handle the world a lot better with that detective work. So yeah, I love doing that. I find it a lot of fun. And there's so many people that need it too.
And it's true, because one of the aha moments for me was when we went through all the different, it's called body codes, and we go through all the different codes, and one of us led us back to the gallbladder. Now, I have, I had kind of like a generational curse that I have cleared up since then, but it was grandmother, like mother-daughter. And it was in the gallbladder, and my grandmother actually had to have her gallbladder removed.
Oh my goodness.
So that was really interesting. Like you say, detective work, and just, you know, working with you and through my session, I was able to kind of go back and go, okay, well, this is generational. This is DNA. You know, these are things that have been going on for a long time. And because of that, we keep attracting the same things to us, the same traumas. And so what's really nice about what Lashayla does is she gets right down to the nitty gritty, right into the organs where you're holding this crap.
Yep. Yeah, it's actually amazing how much generational it, the, what's that saying? If you don't heal it, you'll keep passing it on, or I butchered that like big time, but you get what I'm trying to say. It, oh man, there's people that have like our ancestors and things like that. They, I mean, this has even been proven, which is, I don't even need to call it woo-woo anymore. Science has proven it, guys. but yeah, the generational stuff that gets passed down, oh, that stuff sticks. Because you think about it, if you're in your mother's womb, right? Mm-hmm. You're going to be feeling everything that she's feeling, for starters. But somebody said that at one point in your life, you have three generations inside of you, for women specifically. Something yes. like that, like the grandmother, the mother, and you.
Yeah, it's when you've got that fetus, you've right. got the grandmother, the mother, and the fetus. That's the three generations of DNA all at the same time. And I know what you're saying. I've seen that before, and that's not the exact quote, but you're absolutely right. We have all, we pass it on. So it takes a decision to change this. And what's really beautiful that maybe a lot of people don't understand is when you clear that DNA in your own physical body, you clear it for past and present generations.
It's like genealogy work. I don't know if anybody's ever done their genealogy work where they've looked into the history of their family, but it's like that, only you're doing it on an emotional level. It is so cool. That's just part of the body code and the emotion code, though. I mean, I'm a limiting belief coach, but I use the body code and the emotion code to help free those limiting beliefs, too. Right? Like, just because you have a belief doesn't mean that it's just a belief. It often has emotional ties to it that could be going back generations. Like, you believe that, you know, you've got that saying, money doesn't grow on trees. Well, your grandfather's grandfather's grandfather could have been saying that to their kids for, you know, every day of their life. So this work goes really deep, but using the emotion code, body code, EFT, the things that I work with, make it fun and easy. So I just love that.
Yes, it is just wonderful. And I have to say, I thoroughly enjoy the sessions that you and I have shared with your body codes. I learned a lot about myself and was quite shocked when we found that 17 foot thick heart wall, which of course is gone now, yay.
But that's awesome.
But you know, it's really funny, and the thing is that there's always the opportunity to start creating those things again, because when we're hurt or when something traumatic happens to us, we need to remember that we think we've cleared something, but if we get hurt again, or if we go through a second trauma, sometimes it triggers the old trauma, even though we think we've cleared it, correct?
Yeah. So we tend to look at life like linear. It is definitely not linear. I like to look at it like there's a line, but then there's this spiral. Sorry, my hair. Okay. There's this spiral going through it. And every time we come to this point on the spiral, we'll resurface what's left of it. Now, granted, that doesn't mean that you have to live with something for the rest of your life. It's not like you're never going to get rid of it. But the moment that you think that you have gotten it all, boy, life is going to be like, And that's just part of life, though. That's healing. And what's amazing about it is the more you heal, the better it gets. And the more you heal for yourself, the more you heal the planet globally. It's not just about you. There's so many lives that you touch. I mean, you can do an experiment in this. You can heal. Okay. you can start working through this and then watch your family. Watch if you're still in contact with them. Watch how they change. Watch how they start looking at themselves a little bit lighter. watch how they start respecting you more when you start having more boundaries and respecting yourself more. It is amazing the amount of change that emotional healing and limiting belief work does on a global scale and for yourself and your life.
I agree with all of the healing modalities that I participate in and also do for other people. I have literally watched my parents' personalities change. It is amazing. They were so fearful about money when they, you know, moved from the farm and bought a house, and their whole lifestyle changed. And I, at the same time, was working on my own insecurities around money and manifesting money. And with me working on all of that and clearing those things, my parents no longer stress out about money. They don't even talk about it anymore. Where it used to be every 5 minutes, now there's nothing. So that's really proof. That's kind of what you call, what Colette Baron-Reed calls a proof loop. We go back and we say, okay, this is what it used to be like, but look at it now.
That's amazing. But yeah. Wow. So you heal your money story and they just.
Yeah, it heals their money story and it heals your kids' money story.
Yeah.
So again, because we're, you know, my parents, like I'm 61, so my parents are 85. They were kind of brought up at the end of the Depression, you know.
Right.
And so it's we have these generational things that we get to clear. Well, LaShaila, I am truly grateful you decided to be my podcast guest today. I am so grateful for the healing that you and I have participated in. So do you want to tell people where they can find you?
Oh, yeah. So you can find me at my website at www.sunnyrae.ca. Or you can follow me on Instagram. I tend to put a lot of tips and tricks and all that kind of stuff. And that's just Sunny Ray with 2 underscores. I think that's what those are. but I'm also on Facebook as well, with under LaShaila Shirtliff or LaShaila Ray. One of those. And I mean, you may see me around Robin a couple more times. but yeah, I thank you so much for having me. And I was so happy to be able to speak about this. Healing is such an amazing gift we've been given. And it touches so many lives and it changes your life so much. Like, you can attest to that, I'm sure.
Yes, I can. It is amazing that Spirit has given us so many amazing tools. And all of these different healers who come from it from a different direction, because we're all different. So what resonates with one person is not going to resonate with another. And I love that. It's like we all have a choice in authors and we get to choose what book attracts us. Now me, I'm not going to watch a horror movie because that just, you know, doesn't turn my crank. So I love that we have so much variety out there and the option to pick and choose who really, what person and what modality resonates with us and helps us heal. And I love what you do, LaShaila, and I am so grateful you've come into my life and are a Facebook friend of mine.
That was also by attraction. I just want to point that out, like total manifestation right there, intuition. Anyways, continue.
It really was. LaShaila was prompted by her spirit guides to contact me. And we've been working together ever since. And I love that. I love that spirit. When we ask, we are directed to the person who has the answer we're looking for at the time. Unbeknownst to me, LaShaila had an answer for me. So I hadn't been asking the question, but Spirit knew that I needed help, and LaShaila was the one who, I keep pronouncing your name wrong, LaShaila was the one who could help me answer it, and I didn't even know I needed the answer. I love it. Spirit's going to make sure we get where we need to go. So thank you for being my guest today.
Thank you for having me. I really love this.
Oh yeah, me too. So I will have LaShayla's her contact information underneath the podcast post in Facebook, and you will be able to find her very easily. So this is Robin Sheridan thanking all of you for listening, and I look forward to the next coffee chat with my next guest. You guys have a great day.